Thank you for holding. Is this Mason?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mason. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. God is good. It woke me up on the right side of the dirt, so.
Well, that's good. You can't never complain about that, can you?
Right? I'm like, just wake me up. I'll do the rest. That's the deal.
Yep.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but she also said you had some questions for me about the listing or how we can help you.
Well, what is the prices going to be to be on the front page?
So I tell them not to jump right into the price without building the value, right? Making sure that you guys understand exactly what we're doing for you. But I'm going to break my own rule here because I don't want to come off as annoying to you. There's a local company called Overland Grading. Have you heard of them?
I have not.
No? Okay. They do grading and land clearing for this area. There's also Freeman Grading and Hauling. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Okay.
I know them.
Okay. So those are the two guys that are there now. We have one slot available. The reason that I mention those guys is because their campaigns come with like a website, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, all to go along with the Google listing. It's an A to Z campaign with a tracking system. Most advanced form of online advertising you have to date. We're basically hand-feeding you potential clients, right? Their campaigns, though, the reason I mention them, their campaigns are $4.99 month to month, right? And they're locked in at that rate. What I can do for you as part of a new in business credit, and because it's the holidays, I understand a lot of business owners aren't inclined to break the bank right now. I can reduce the monthly cost down to just $199, which is near our wholesale on it. And that's with everything included. Still covering that 50 to 60 mile radius, still on the first page for 15 keywords, and then all the directories and the website included.
Okay. Now, I don't have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that I would have to make?
No, it's included.
So y'all make the website.
Correct. So we'll purchase the domain. We'll build all the content, obviously with your input. You know, we're not going to put anything up to advertise your business without your consent, right? But we build it and we host it, and we'll have it attached to the placement on Google so the customers can use it as a reference point. So what we would need from you is just like a logo if you have it. If not, we could help you build one. And then any photos that you might have accumulated during your current time in business. So that way we could build like a portfolio of, you know, before and after shots.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me think here. I can get all that stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I would be able to get it all together today and get it sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably be tomorrow.
That's fine. Basically, what happens when we fill a position, all I would do with you now, if you wanted to move forward, is I would create the account and I would secure the listing, and then I would schedule your client interview for tomorrow at a set time, and then the client interview technician has a set amount of questions. It's like a questionnaire that helps us create your business profile and customize it for you, get the website up and running.
Okay.
And then moving forward, obviously, you have 24/7 customer service, and I'll be here to assist you, too. So you're going to get more photos as you go, as more jobs come in.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, the website's going to probably change a lot over the course of the year, but it is a month-to-month service. You know, you're not committing to anything long-term. So if you want to come on board,
I can split any time or...
Exactly. Yeah, there's no...
Something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we send that to you in writing, too. There's no, like, cancellation fee or penalty. We just ask that you call us before the next billing is due.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I would get all that stuff together today, but I've kind of got my plate full. today. If you could secure it and we could handle everything tomorrow, that would work with me.
When we say secure it, I mean we would have to secure the first month's payment in order to take it off the board, and that way it goes to CMB grading and land clearing.
Okay.
Okay. So what I got to do before we do payment, though, I got to verify some basic information about your business. What's your last name, Mason?
Barger.
Okay.
B-A-R-G-E-R.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm the only one.
Okay. And you can have one phone number listed as the best, or the primary line of contact for us and your customers. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So 704-762-7143?
Right.
Okay. And what's your business email address where I could send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Mason Barger.
Okay.
225@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Okay. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. You'll always be listed as a verified business on Google, even if you stop using our services. Okay.
Okay.
What's the street address that I could send that to?
1055.
Mm-hmm.
Goodnight Road.
Goodnight. Okay, I found it here. And just to confirm, that's 28147 zip code?
It is.
All right, perfect. And is CMB Grading and Land Clearing Incorporated or an LLC by chance?
It's just CMB Grading. I haven't done anything else further with making it a incorporation or LLC or anything. This has all just started within the last 2-3 months.
Wow. Wow, you're really moving in the right direction. You know, we tell people that you haven't officially started your business until you've gotten a first page placement. Some business owners wait like a year or 2 years for one of these to open up in their area. So you're moving in the right direction really quickly.
You're good.
Oh, I had it down as CMB Grading and Land Clearing. Did you just want it to say CMB Grading?
Well, I would like to keep the – I would kind of like to keep the Land Clearing in the name.
Okay. Yeah, and it looks great how it is, but I just noticed when I was asking you about the LLC, you only said CMB Grading, and I didn't know if that was something that – you normally have it listed as, or what you would like to have.
Everywhere I have it listed as CMB Grading and Land Clearing.
Yeah, and that's what Google has down for your company as well currently. So
right.
I just wanted to make sure, because if you wanted to change it, I could change it, and that would solidify it across all platforms as CMB Grading. Okay. How do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
I just do 8 to 5 or 8 to 6.
8 to 6. I like to go as many hours as possible. That way you're not missing any opportunities.
Yeah.
There is a tracking system, though, so if you miss calls, it will kind of save their information for you to call them back when you're available. But is that 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I do Monday through Saturday.
Okay. I'll go Sunday closed or by appointment only?
Sunday closed.
Okay, good man. All right, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
I can be set up for card.
Okay, but currently it's just cash and check at the moment, or if you want me to list all three is acceptable? Okay. All right, so I got the business profile created. I'm going to send you two text messages. One of them's my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, so if you want somebody to talk to quickly and directly, I'll be your guy. And then I'm also going to send over the email address for those photos when you get a chance. Send over as many as you can and we can get the website launched. I'm hoping by Monday or Tuesday we'll have that knocked out and ready to show you. And then let me know when you get those texts there.
I believe I just got them.
Okay, perfect. And then for the client interview, I could schedule it for tomorrow since you're staying there, kind of booked up today. What's a good time?
Probably 12 or 1 o'clock.
12 to 1, okay. I could schedule it between 12 and 1. They usually ask for an hour window to get it completed anyway. Yeah.
Yeah,
usually it doesn't take that long, but just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over, I want to make sure they have enough time there. Okay.
All righty.
And then I'll contact you first, and then I'll introduce you to the client interview tech. I'm also going to send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment, so about 11 o'clock, just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know, and I could always try to push it, but I want to get it done before the weekend so that way I can have our graphic designers building your house, or building your house, building your website. It's your online. It's your online house.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. You're building a house here. All right. All right, so I got the business profile all set up. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that, Mason?
I'll take a card over the phone.
Yeah, I could do that. You want to use like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa card.
Okay.
It's
is it under
card.
Your name or the business name? Or both?
It's actually under Barger Grain Company.
Oh, okay. Let me add this then. Barger.
Well, no. This is just our business card.
Uh-huh.
It's my father's business card, and he's going to pay for my advertising and stuff to get started with.
Right.
That's why it's got a different name on it.
Okay. I'm going to do a voice verification after this just to make sure that you got consent to use it in case he calls in angry one day. I'll say, hey, he told us it was okay.
That's fine.
All right. And then is the billing address the 1055 Goodnight Road that we're sending that PIN verification?
Sir.
All right.
Yes.
So, on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4657.
4657.
Yes. 0300.
0300.
0522.
0522.
7041.
7041. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0325.
0325. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
807.
Okay. And then, like I said, I got to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you and Barger Drain Company. But before I do that, I do have to set up a security question on your account, okay? This is very important in case you want to verify one of my reps contacting you or myself contacting you or vice versa. If somebody calls in pretending to be you or doesn't sound like you, we'll make them verify the security question. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do the city I was born in.
Okay, and what city were you born in, Mason?
Salisbury.
Oh, well, you didn't go very far. Not yet, anyway.
No, not.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not quite far. Not quite far enough, anyway.
Yeah, you gotta go see the world a bit. It's okay. You got plenty of time. Sound young. All right. So I got the voice verification ready. I'm gonna walk you through it. If I say something you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
CMB Grading and Land Clearing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Mason Barger, owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. We're not saying that you can't add anything else, but the package that I put you on, you really shouldn't need anything else. So the idea here is just to make sure that you're not, like, duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have. That make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It says, your payment for the initial term is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months before you are when you initially sign up, it says. You're not binded to a contract, though, so it is paid out 1 month at a time. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 8th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for our pro package. So I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your program. So when the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 8th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $199. You don't have to worry about that ever going up or changing on you. There's no extra charges, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees with our service. It does state you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. Although we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue our services. And then it asks, okay, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should have received your welcome email and welcome text message. Did you get that?
Let me check.
Okay.
I have got my text message. Let me check my email.
Mm-hmm.
It's loading. Yeah,
the text is really the most important one, but you do want to make sure that you have the invoice receipt and that you give that to you.
I have the invoice and the...
Okay.
I have two emails.
So the reason that your dad's going, hey, I'll pay for your marketing, is because for Barger or Drain Company, this is a write-off. So it's not going to cost them anything. And about a month from now, he could just write it off on his taxes. But you got to make sure that you give him that invoice receipt. So that way he could give it to his tax guy. So, okay? So just his little tip there.
Right.
I know that's probably why he's saying, hey, I'll get you started and you have a business card. It's because it's not going to cost him anything. He'll just get the money back.
Right.
Okay. So there is an outline of your agreement, though, in the text message. The text will say, Mason, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I see it.
Okay. So at the bottom of that, it's going to ask you to check a box authorizing that you are allowed to use this payment method and that this was you and not somebody pretending to be you. And at the bottom, you got to sign off on it. It's also going to have everything we're doing for you in black and white in this agreement. And this is also sent over to your email with your invoice receipt.
Okay.
Okay. So even though you're not binded to a contract, you have written proof of everything that we're going to be doing for you for that discounted price. All right. And then once you sign off on that, we're basically good to go until the client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. Okay, and I got it back. So there is a username and password. Is that what you're seeing now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So at the end of your client interview, they're going to send you the login credentials. You could change it to whatever you like once you log in the first time. But they're also going to send a YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long, and it shows you how to use that tracking system. It also comes in the form of a downloadable app that you could download to your phone.
All righty.
Yeah, that way you could track all your customers, you know, if you're missing calls or if you want to track exactly what we're bringing to the table for you each month. It's all right there. But it sounded like you had a question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
what kind of results are people seeing with getting customers doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable form of online advertising for the last 15 years. So it's pretty good, but but Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of customers.
Oh, it's yeah.
Yeah, because the customers can call you freely off that first page. So it's like if I tell you, hey, you're going to get 20 and you get 15, then I'm basically lying to you to earn your business, right? And they don't want that.
Yeah.
But I can say for grading and hauling, or excuse me, for grading and land clearing, those were the two most searched keywords for your industry, and they're right there in your business name too. So you're going to have a lot of dominance for those particular keywords. Those two keywords had 1,812 searches combined over the last 30 days for this service area. So that's about a 50-mile radius around Salisbury. So I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, but that's a really healthy sign. You know, I mean, even if you're only able to get 1% of those calls, you know, that's like 18 new calls. And so,
oh, yeah.
That's a lot of opportunity
there. That's a lot
of
opportunity there.
Yeah, yeah. And you could cherry pick through it, too. We don't expect you to go out on every single person that calls you.
Correct.
Yeah, so if you decide, maybe I'm not going to drive 50 miles for that, it's only going to take me like a half day or a day to knock out, you know, I'll let somebody else have it. That's totally fine, because we have review monitoring too. So if you turn them down and they get nasty and try to write a bad review, we can actually dispute those. It has to be a job that you actually did work on in order to write a review. So Google does a really good job of making sure that you're not getting false negative reviews, or getting reviews from, like, a competitor trying to bash you. You know, we have ways of protecting you from that. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yep. So I hope that kind of answers the question. But I can say I've worked with a lot of people who have used that Home Advisor system that you were on. And, yeah, I mean, if you could do anything with that, you'll do great with this. Because the Home Advisor, they're on Google. If you looked up grading and land clearing, so a lot of the leads that they sell – were people who got on Google. But the problem is that when they click on that listing, it tells them they're going to get connected to five different contractors. So Home Advisor will sell the lead to five of you, charge all of you, even if you don't get the job, collect their money and run. Yeah. So this is a lot better because now you're up there as your own company. They're not seeing Home Advisor 10 best. They're actually seeing CMB grading and land clearing above where Home Advisor is listed, and they're able to actually click and call you directly as a live call, and you're not getting charged for each individual lead that comes through. So most people are actually calling directly off of Google, and it's not going to cost you a lead fee every single time you speak with someone.
That'll be good.
Yeah, they're also
every time. Oh. A possible phone call. That's
yeah. And the worst part is you're calling them back trying to convince them to go with you over the other three guys that just pitched them. You know, it's a lot better when they're calling you going, hey, you know, can we do this? And then you got them on the line. It's like having a fish on the hook. You know, you just got to reel it in.
Right. Yeah.
So hopefully that kind of answers it. I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you'll probably wind up canceling them, and then, you know, we're building your site and everything. I'm sure this will turn into a long-term marketing solution for your business to help you consistently bring in customers.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, I'm here to walk you through it. You know, if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid at the end of the day, right? I mean, it's a month-to-month service.
That's
make
true.
Sure it's working as best as we can if we want to see any green. All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. I want to thank you, you know, for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. You've been great. If, like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm just a phone call away. Obviously, save that number to your device there. And then try to enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 12 and 1 for that client interview.
All righty. That sounds good.
All right, Mason. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All righty. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.